This conference is being recorded.
Somebody else comes on while she's gone, we tell them what's going on. But
hello, and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call on Monday, July 7th, 2008. Here we are, 7708.
Do you want us to start 6 now?
What was that, Becky?
You want us to start 6 now?
No, not at all. There's only 2 of you here. It's not. No need to start 6. You're
okay.
Fine. I really actually want to focus the call on answering any specific questions that either of you have. So we'll just do a little brief introduction. Joe, you probably know a little bit about what this is because Jake was trained in the tools and technology we teach here at Sierra, which is the name of my company and also a word I invented to mean feeling really good. Like, you know, when I was a med student and we would have people fill out their case history before they come in to see us for treatment. And I'm not sure why we're getting feedback in the phone. Is somebody on a cell phone?
Yes.
I'm on a cell phone.
You are.
Me too.
You guys might try star sixing. It'll keep. Can you hear that echo?
So I hit the star six.
Yeah, it'll keep the echo from going while I'm talking, and then we'll just have you unmute. You just press star six again, and that will let you share. And maybe if we have just one offline at the time, it'll not have that same funny feedback. Anyway, so when I was in medical school, we would have people filling out their case histories for insurance purposes and all that kind of stuff before coming in for treatment. And the very first thing on all of the case history documentation is chief complaint. And this drove me nuts. I was like, who wants to enter a profession where all you're doing all day long is listening to people complain? So I rebelled, and I got some white out, and I whited out all the chief complaints, and I replaced them with chief intention. So I was a renegade med student from the very beginning, wanting to support and cultivate an environment where people could feel good rather than fix what's wrong and focus on what works and focus on where they want to go. It's like if you have a GPS, you're not going to plug into it all the destinations you don't want to get off on. You want to plug into your GPS where it is you want to be, where you want to go. And so out of that, what I discovered in myself is that what I really wanted was to feel good, to feel wonderful inside and out, and to share that with others. And that led me, that simple desire led me on a complex journey studying a variety of different medicines and healing modalities and forms of philosophy and ways of seeing the world, ending up in a collaboration and study with a place called the Institute of HeartMath, which is in Northern California, a research institute that had been researching the physiology of stress for a few years when I first met them, now almost 20 years ago. And out of researching the physiology of stress and what happens in your body and your mind in a stress reaction, they came to uncover the physiology of feeling good and how we can feel good on purpose instead of just by accident on occasion. And so I'm sure you can hear the gratitude in my voice. It's been life-changing for me to be able to tap into that, feel good anywhere, anytime, and really just my greatest joy to be in a position to pay that forward and share it with others. And that's what these Heart Start calls are about. It's a chance to eat a little appetizer and a little hors d'oeuvre of the seminars, webinars, and coaching that we offer here at Sierra in the HeartMath tools and technology, which teach you to master feeling great. And that's kind of a summary of what all this is. It sounds like someone else has chimed in. I'd love it if you'd introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from and what you hope to get out of this little hors d'oeuvre, this cocktail party of the heart called the Heart Start Call tonight. So who else joined us? Or it's also possible we lost someone. Joe, are you still here? Just star six again, and that will unmute your line so I can hear you.
Yeah, actually, just use the regular mute button. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, perfect. Even better.
I was like, what's star six? This is good. And then I was like, oh, mute.
Exactly. Mute works, too. So I'd love to make myself available. We have Becky Fisher here who I feel like, I don't know, I'm going to date myself now, but there's a television show, Cheers. Did anybody ever on the call ever see that? And there were always the regulars that would come to the bar, right, like Norm. So we have some regulars that pop into our Heartstart calls, and they know all about it. And so for your benefit, Joe, being a newcomer, I'd love to just open up the call to any questions you have, obviously.
I'm actually pretty familiar. I read the book, one of the, I think, the primary heart math book 7 or 8 years ago, and I've talked with Jake, my brother, who I guess took some of the course a little bit, and I've talked to my mother a little bit, so
a little bit about it. Classes. Yeah, you're getting it through osmosis via your family. Do you notice a difference in Jake and your mom?
Yeah, I think so. I think they both said it's been a pretty big help, I think.
What are some of the changes that you see? Obviously, Jake, just to let those listening know, was in a special circumstance when he learned the tools and technology that we teach in HeartMath, kind of appropriate for this Independence Day HeartStart call. Jake was about to be deployed to Iraq when he started learning these tools, and he was none too happy about that deployment. And the tools really gave him a sense of inner security and well-being and stability to meet the challenge of being deployed in a way that I remember talking with Jake that his greatest fear is that he would come back, as I think his word was, blotto, meaning with the post-traumatic stress that soldiers return with, and they never quite are the same after that. And so what we gave him was a really clear scientific explanation of what post-traumatic stress is, and how to be free of that so that he could step into that challenging environment with a sense of empowerment that it wasn't just going to happen to him, but that he could have dominion over it. And so while the majority of us never have to confront a stressor as intense as entering a war zone, we all have areas that we brace or dread, right? And areas that challenge us.
Are you a mother?
Am I a mother?
Yeah.
Well, I have an adopted son and an adopted granddaughter who live in Nicaragua. So
my mother is often compared going to Iraq with her becoming a mother as on equal.
Aha, yes. There we have other mothers listening on the call. That's right. So whatever it is, right, it's challenge.
Yeah.
And so how do we meet life's challenges and be empowered by them rather than demoralized in them? And the power to do that is the freedom that the heart gives you to be available to respond and tap into inner resources that you maybe didn't even know you had. Which is certainly what happened to Jake when he was deployed in Iraq. And in that is, you know, in theme with the Independence Day spirit of this call, it gives you a spirit of independence, a spirit of freedom, because then you don't hold yourself back from life. You're willing to step into situations, step into the unknown, step beyond your comfort zone, step into who you could be, instead of just who you know yourself to be. And that makes for a much more exciting, adventurous, and fulfilling life for yourself, but also for those that you contribute to and impact. So that's what I've observed from the HeartMath tools that we teach here at Piera. And Joe, and for others who've chimed in, I'd love to answer any questions you have about the HeartMath system or the heart itself, or the webinars, and sometimes on these calls we'll find that what I end up doing is diverting your questions back to you and your own heart, because that's the beauty of these tools, is there's no real teacher. The teacher is your own heart. It's your own heart that recognizes the truth in any teaching or any teacher. And so all along, it's your own heart that's guiding you. And that is where true independence and authority comes from, is trusting your own heart. And following the heart is not just a metaphor, but something that now we have science to back up and step-by-step methods to actualize. So, Joe, any specific questions you have or about...
Well, just as I was getting on the call, I was listening just as I got on, sort of about trusting my intuition. I sort of just noticed that, I can make a decision when I'm in a real activated, excited place, but I find kind of, I don't know if this is what, is it Barbara?
Becky, the other woman that was on the call earlier? Yes, yeah, Becky.
Was saying, it sounded like kind of, for me at least, when I'm in a better spot and just sort of back in a groove, whether it's through thinking about a good thought or a good memory or just trying to do something positive or project out a positive action for a minute and then sort of letting the decision come when it comes, that is one thing that sort of helps me make a good decision.
So making choices from a positive feeling state rather than urgency.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, that is heart math. Maybe it's not the step-by-step process of heart math, right? Mm. But part of the reason scientifically that what you're describing works is that urgency is a form of stress, and it turns out that stress shuts down our rational thinking brain. So the more tense you get about a decision you have to make, the less intelligent you'll be in the decision-making process.
Yeah.
Which seems a bit unfair, but that's how it works. And so if you can be a light touch, let it go and find that place of flow and joy inside you, whatever gets you there, then that can create an opening. Literally, an open mind is a specific thing. And it can create an opening in the mind where your perceptions become more accurate, your thought process becomes more clear and focused, and intuition can kick in and you can get answers and solutions to problems that you couldn't see when you were in urgency or distress. And that actually is a tool that we teach called Perception Shift and Freeze Frame in the beginner webinar. And there is a beginner webinar that launched last Tuesday, and it's not too late to join in on it. We have a video recording of last Tuesday's class, and you can catch up and join the class tomorrow if you wanted, if anybody's interested. Just so powerful. I mean, I watch people's lives transform in just a four-week period. I don't even think I had that much time with Jake, not even 4 weeks before he was deployed to Iraq. And yet the transformation is literally in a heartbeat. So anything else you want to add to that, Joe, or any other questions?
I don't want to hog up. Is there anyone else? I don't want to hog up all the time. Is there someone else that was also?
Go for it. Don't worry. Hog away. Your voracious appetite will feed others.
Let's see. Yeah, I sort of think about these kind of tools, and I'm kind of a really big dork, so I come up with lists of ideas and sort of laminate them that I've been working on for a couple of years. And I guess some of the tools that I work with are forgiveness. I realize that I forget to kind of practice forgiveness, and say, geez, you know, I've done that, made that crappy decision, done something like that. You know, I can forgive that person, and it's, it's, you know, freaking stupid how simple it is, and it gets me back into a, you know, like, as you would say, a healthier sort of heart place or just the feeling better place. I guess another one of the tools that I kind of use is just remembering that I am good and that I can't lose my good. There's a physical therapist from Portland, Maine, who made a tape of affirmations, and he talks about in his, that he can't lose his good. And amidst trying so hard and trying to make things work out well and trying to, you know, remember positive times and things once in a while, it helps me just to say, ah, you know, screw it. I'm just going to let things flow and be myself, and I can't do any wrong, which I kind of believe in. That helps me sometimes, too.
Well, there are two things you've pointed out that I think are exquisite for us to soak in a little bit here. One is, of course, forgiveness as a heart frequency, which is a very liberating heart frequency. And the trick for people is to get to a real feeling of forgiveness, not just a concept of forgiveness. Right? We all know forgiveness is good, but it's one thing to think about it and another thing to feel it. And the real shift from conceptual forgiveness to actual forgiveness is a change in heart rhythms that also changes how you see the situation. That forgiveness comes from understanding. And we can't understand things as well if we're distraught because of the impact stress has on the brain. Which is why we have sayings like sleep on it and you'll see it differently. With the understanding that comes from learning how to balance your heart rhythm, which we teach in our classes and which the technology helps people to do, the biofeedback-like technology called the M-Wave. With that understanding that comes from a balanced heart rhythm, where you just naturally see things differently, forgiveness is not something you have to strive for or even remember. It becomes a natural response when you understand what you're forgiving, whether it's something you've done yourself,
yeah,
or something someone else has done.
Like a habit, anything we do more and more, it starts becoming sort of more natural. Yeah.
Well, and it becomes, it's just the thing that occurs when you understand what's happened. You don't usually forgive what someone does, not the behavior, but the why. You can always forgive what motivated someone to do something. When you understand what caused them to behave that way, even yourself, there's natural compassion that accompanies understanding, and forgiveness flows effortlessly from that, so it's not something you have to hold on to. And that's something we can teach people to tap into at a physical level. It's got to shift in the body, right? Not just the idea of forgiveness, but the physical experience of forgiveness is where the liberation and release comes in. And then the other thing you brought up, Joe, that's so exquisite to me is this idea, which I've never heard expressed quite the way you did, that the inherent good, that we're all trustworthy. I would say I first got into this work decades before HeartMath even existed. When I was about 8 years old, I landed on my all-time favorite quotation, "I still believe people are really good at heart." Anne Frank said that 3 weeks before she died at the hands of the Nazis. I still believe people are really good at heart. And something in that, for me at 8 years old, was true. And I was driven to find, what does that mean, good at heart? And now HeartMath has given me this wonderful science that shows when people are congruent in their hearts, they can't harm others or themselves. It's just not possible from a congruent place. And what's happened to all of us is through the stressors of modern life, we've become distorted. And that's what stress is. And it's possible in a really clear step-by-step way to come back to that place that Anne Frank was describing, that place where we are already who we wish we could be. And it is my greatest joy to deliver the tools and technology that help people discover that natural good that they already are. That's so beautifully stated, Joe. I'm so thrilled you joined us.
Yeah, thank you. Very interesting, neat stuff that I'm definitely interested in and love working on, obviously, with my laminated list of
ideas. Love that. I want to see these laminated lists. So for those who joined us a little bit late, the Heart Start calls for the next couple of months are going to be a half an hour rather than an hour because I now have so many classes I'm teaching through Sierra that we need this time slot for a advanced course. But for those listening live on the call, there is a beginner course, which is not too late to join, which kicks in tomorrow. And if you're interested in that, I would just invite you to give me a call at 310-581-1507, and we can get more information to you about this beginner course. It's a really beautiful group of people that are getting started in the heart. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And Joe, thank you and Becky for your contributions. And I'll just give you my number one more time at 310-581-1507. And Joe, please definitely give my regards to your mom and Jake.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Are all the calls going to be a half hour now?
Yes, all the Heart Start calls will be a half an hour. Our webinars are an hour and a half. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Lots of love, everybody. Have a
great night.
Thank you, Sheva. You're welcome.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.